Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Thank you, Ginger, for that. Welcome to the No BS radio broadcast, which is also, again, in working toward a podcast that we'll be sure to get more information to you as that develops. I'm Randy Dean, right here from Amory, Wisconsin. I actually live in Forest, Wisconsin, a few miles south of here, but the radio station WPCA that has been so generous and kind to bring me into their studios so that I can present this broadcast to you. WPCA here in Amory, Wisconsin is a lovely radio station, a place that I have grown to love and cherish, and they are loving me back and cherishing me back. That's the way love works. So this is No BS Bishop. Everything that we should be about as human beings should be about love. We are alive to love. That's the subheading of my ministry title, my broadcast title, and podcast later, Alive to Love. We are here on this earth to see to it that what we have, where we have projects and folks in our life to whom we relate, and public issues and political issues and family issues, everything we are doing as human beings finds its center, finds its anchor in love. And if it doesn't, then what we're doing is going to come unglued. It doesn't have the core, nuclear core to it, as it were, that will hold our projects and our family lives together. Love is it. I am convinced that the one power, the one truth, the one matter that we ought to all, every one of us, ought to be spending more time exploring and learning is having foundations and a power of love in our life. Alive and loving, it ought to be something we all talk about. I'm alive to love. I'm not alive for lesser purposes. If somebody comes along in my life and they are determined to challenge my love, well, they will do a good job because my love will grow even as their animosity may grow toward me. I have come to view that love is the answer to anything, any challenge, any criticism. Love is the answer to any opposition, whoever it is that comes one way at me for disagreement is a challenge to my own heart to dig deeper into myself to discover how can I love this individual. There you go. There you have it. So stay tuned here for the next, let's see, we got another 25 minutes here, and I'm glad to be bringing to you these thoughts. Today, I want to share with you the seven, as I see them, seven foundations for discovering and living love. Now, they're not going to be in any specific order. There's not one more important than the other. They're all pretty well layered together. But I've come to call these seven foundations for discovering and living love. So, but before I get there, let me remind you that this broadcast is here every Saturday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, and it is also here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time here on WPCA Radio. If you are outside the reach of the radio station's signal, you can get it on WPCA Radio, Amory, Wisconsin. Google that, and then you can find on their website a way to listen to these broadcasts. I am, again, honored that you've chosen to give me your time. Spread the word. Get the word out there for your friends and family and others that might be interested in what it means to get rid of all the BS in life and start searching for, seeking, and being a person of love. So here we go. Let's go at the seven foundations of discovering and living love. No specific order, but I do want you to hear these things. Eric Fromm, from a book in the 50s called The Art of Loving, said, "Love isn't something natural. Rather, it requires discipline, concentration, patience, faith, and the overcoming of narcissism. It isn't a feeling. It is a practice. I believe that Eric is onto something there. It isn't a feeling, it's a practice. And since it's a practice, it's a discipline. Since it's a discipline, it will require our concentration. And since it requires our concentration, it'll also require patience and faith. It'll be the command of our heart to overcome narcissism. Narcissism is just that way of living that makes me think that everything in this world's all about me. The reality is nothing could be further from the truth. The narcissist will take anything and everything personally, whereas a person of love will look outward and say, where can I deepen my practice of being a lover of life and a lover of human beings? So here are the seven foundations of discovering and living love. Number one, learn to use the power of your words and conversations in the direction of love. Finish your comments, compliments, complaints, frustrations with an aim at love. Make a decision that you can and you must see everything through the lens of love. Listen to that again. Use the power of your words. Make sure that your words are laced in a commitment to be a lover. Make sure that you use the power of your conversations in the direction of love. Every conversation doesn't have to start with some deep love statement, but every conversation, I believe, can at least end in or be laced to love. Finish your comments. So if a comment comes along in terms of somebody's complaint, maybe it's a legitimate complaint. Maybe a job that you were doing wasn't done well and somebody's come to complain about that. Well, all right. Then finish that moment in some aim, some practice of your own choice in the aim of love. And make a decision that everything you see can be seen through the lens of love. Everything. Everything. So that's number one in the seven foundations of discovering and living love. Number two, make a commitment to a lifetime discovery of God's love and your love in response to that. Let's change our love vocabulary routinely because it'll discipline us. It'll cause us to think more deeply in the direction of growth and expansion toward love. I'm a happily married man. My wife Ginger and I, you heard her voice in introducing this show today. You'll hear it as the show closes. But she and I have spent 45 years of marital, not bliss, but marital commitment. There have been many moments of bliss, but there have been some moments far less than blissful. She knows it's true, and I do too. No amount of negativity, however, can make me want to ball up and roll away and become some little gnarled up, pitiful, self-centered human being that refuses to explore how can I love this person more. As many times as I've said I love you to my wife, I recognize that I must engage my thoughts, my mind, my heart towards some vocabulary that is at least exploring another way that I love her, making sure that she knows that my way isn't just what it was today. My way today isn't just what it was 45 years ago, because boy, that's awful stale. That bread has been on the shelf a little too long. Time to freshen that up and make sure that it's honest and authentic. I believe that one of the things that happens to all of us is that we love routines. We love habits. We love schedule. We love making sure that, you know, if today is Wednesday, that at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be doing thus and so. And then at noon, I'm going to have lunch. And then at 3 o'clock, I'm going to make sure that this task or the other is done. That's fine and good. But if we're not careful, and we're not, you know, you're not, I know I'm not. If we're not careful, we can fall into such a habitual, miserable, repetitive nature that everything kind of grinds into that feeling of, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. I'm alive to love. I want to be front and center with an exploration of my love vocabulary and my love routines being kept fresh in as much as I know how. So number one, use the power of words and conversations in the direction of love. Number two, make a commitment to a lifetime discovery of God's love and your love and response, changing love vocabulary routinely. So it challenges me. These are the seven foundations of discovering and living love. So that's two of the seven. Number three, very simple, two words, expect love. Expect love. C.S. Lewis said one time, when we guard ourselves against love, when we've made a decision that, nope, I've been hurt by love, love is going to just cause me more pain or frustration or challenge, I just choose not to be a person of love anymore. C.S. Lewis said, well, then you have created your own hell. You have managed now to gnarl yourself up into a corner and hide in a shadow that no one really, really wants to live in. And yet, out of pain or hurt or bitterness, we find ourselves walled up against it, that power of love that really is all around us in this big, wide world. We need to see to it that on a daily basis, we expect love. I expect love from God, number one. I nothing goes on in my life but what I expect that comes on some level from the love of God in my choices, the love of God in His choices, the love of God in the world He's granted me. I expect love from other people. And when they don't give it, I don't spend a whole lot of time commiserating or feeling sorry for myself about it. I may have to make note to self, this is a person who doesn't know much about love, and so I'll just be patient with them and love them in spite of that. Another thing when I expect love that can happen is that I will be routinely disappointed. That's kind of the obvious, isn't it? I'm somewhat known, famous, for saying I refuse to lower my expectations to the level of my disappointments. I refuse to lower my expectations to the level of my disappointments. Once we do that, we've leveled off everything in our life, because everything is subject to disappointment. Not everything is going to work perfectly for us, but we can choose to keep our expectations rising day by day and in the face of disappointments that come routinely. We can also choose to just keep lowering our expectations to the level of our disappointments and thus cause ourselves an enormous amount of pain and emotional and spiritual flatness. So expect love. Don't drop your expectations to the level of your disappointments. So once again, these are the seven foundations of discovering and living love. Those are the first three. Use the power of your words. Number two, make a commitment to a lifetime discovery of God's love and your love. And number three, expect love. Number four, here we go. Now this one I offer as a suggestion, as a challenge. If you want to get really serious about being alive to love, how about this? Create a team of love mentorship through a wider variety of relationships other than with those with whom you are normally comfortable. Create a team of love mentorship. Expand your relationships. Talk to people with whom you disagree and ask honest questions. Ask them, why is this and why is that? We are all very prone to making assumptions about what the other side of any issue is thinking. We make broad assumptions about their belief systems, and usually we make those broad assumptions based on some pretty flimsy data. If that data was used to research, when medical experts are researching an illness, they take in an enormous amount of data to see to it that what they're exploring has been genuinely explored. When it comes to love and loving others, I want to challenge you to think about the possibility of creating a team of love mentorship through a wider variety of relationships other than those with whom you're normally comfortable. Learn how to listen to views from opposing sides without my need to be heard or to debate about everything. And learning how to surrender. You know, Judas is one of the most historic bad guys not just in the Bible narrative, but in the narrative of humanity. Judas, who betrayed Jesus, was, I think, caught in an ideal of attempting to win at all costs, to win his ideal, to win his goal at all costs, even at the cost of his his dear friend Jesus, even at the cost of his life. Judas set himself up for failure by attempting to win at all costs. Does that sound like anything you do in life? Does that sound like anything that gets around you and gets into your head? I'm going to win this one. I know, baby, you're not going to convince me otherwise of this. I won't hear it. I won't discuss it. My mind's made up. You can't tell me what I don't know. Well, you have just trapped yourself in a lovelessness that is going to harm your soul, your mind, and the expansion of your love, the expansion of your life. Well, expansion of your love, obviously. But the expansion of life. Life expands at the speed of love. Life shrinks at the speed of lovelessness. So create a team of love mentorship. Have somebody around you who can tell you, hey, you know, here's a better way to manage your love toward a goal that's good for you. Good friend of mine in Chicago, somebody that I've told you will try to get here on this broadcast through a phone interview, direct link, somehow or another. Yeah, good friend of mine, Bishop Nolan McCants from Plainfield, Illinois, pastors Harvest Church there. Dynamic, beautiful church, energy, boy, and talk about a people who love. That church there in Plainfield, Illinois is anchored in and hooked up to love. One of the things Bishop Nolan says routinely, and it's a very, very simple statement, but it has broad implications. He says routinely, everyone in this life needs somebody in your life who can look you right in the eye, smile, and say, you need a breath mint. Did you catch that? Everybody, me, you, anybody listening, we all need somebody in our life who's close enough to us, loves us enough, cares about us enough, they can look us square in the eye and say, you know what? You need a breath mint. And that could be practical, just as practical as you need to brush your teeth or you need to go get some mouthwash and wash out your halitosis. Or it could be metaphorical as well. Your attitude, the way you carry yourself, the way you're managing relationships, the way you're bumping into people routinely, the way you manage yourself in your car in traffic. Hey, you need a breath mint. You need to step away from the intensity and go brush your emotional teeth. You need to get some mouthwash in your emotional expressions. Your love is being blockaded by your spiritual halitosis. So create a team of love mentorship, people who are given permission with good humor to nudge you with their elbow and say, hey, take a breath here. Take a moment and think about what you're about to say or do, or when you've done something foolishly or even just carelessly and your love is not on, then have somebody around you can tell you, you know, there's a better way that love could have managed that. And in that same category, surrender the ideal of attempting to win your arguments, your conversations and relationships. That winning at all costs is a terrible, terrible cost to the capacity for love through your life. All right, let me continue here. Seven foundations for discovering and living love. We're coming down here in the last 7 minutes of the broadcast. Number five, accept the possibility that at every level, your love will be challenged, it will be rejected, and it may go unnoticed. It very well likely be misunderstood. It'll not always work in short-term projects, and it may cause you harm. The fact that you love others is no guarantee against injured love. Reject the notion of uninjured love so that you might rise to the majesty of the character of God himself. You see, God's love is toward all humanity, all humankind, for all of history. And can you imagine? Can you imagine how much rejection that has suffered? Can you imagine how much injury the love of God has suffered? And yet his love does not stop. And he asks us to dwell in love because 1 John says, he who dwells in love dwells in God. So if we live to love, if we're alive to love, and if we're alive and loving it, I promise you, you will also face injury in the process. It's not to say that we should become masochistic, not at all, but it is to say that we should be realistic and know that love can be injured and that to protect ourselves from the injury of love is, as C.S. Lewis said, to corner ourselves into a dark, dark place that out of which there's no escape. It's a personal hell but the personal heaven is to be a person of love. That's number five. Accept the possibility that at every level, your love will be challenged. Number six, express love in the most personally identifying ways you know how, as it is possible in any given situation. Discipline your thoughts. Make sure your mind is being renewed to consider acts of love on a daily basis. Practice love. Make sure your direct relationships across the wide spectrum of your friendships and acquaintances is being influenced on a daily basis toward love. Make sure that everybody you see, that you see them in some way or another as a person who is needing love. Maybe today is a day they've not heard anybody say anything loving, or even the possibility that they haven't heard for weeks that they are loved and that the love of God is really available to them. Look at everyone as the potential recipient of your love. All right, and the final seventh foundation of discovering and living love is this. Always remember that love is a lifetime pursuit, not a once-for-all arrival. Love is never going to be so small as to remain finished at any given season or station in your life. You see, the Bible does say God is love. And you know, God is all eternal in expressiveness and in his scope of being. The notion that we live and breathe and eat and sleep in God says that everywhere you go, you are there with God. The psalmist said one time, where can I go to escape you? If I go to the deepest depths, if I go into the Sheol, you are there. If I go to the highest height, you are there. Well, since God is love, love is everywhere, and love is that which is unlimited as it's been originally defined in the person and in the beauty and in the significance of God himself. Love is a lifetime pursuit. Love will never be so static that it isn't supposed to expand. And it'll seem at times even elusive, but it will require then that you process your pursuit of love so that love is your aim, love is your target, love is your desire, love is your value, love is your anchor. Make sure you live to be alive to love. Alive to love, that's the subheading of this broadcast. I'm a no BS bishop because I'm alive to love. I refuse to sink myself into the BS of doctrinal debates, into the BS of political wranglings and minutiae of I'm right, you're wrong, it's us versus them. That stuff is BS, people. We've got to let it go and put ourselves in a place where love is the real aim. Love is the real goal. Love is the real pursuit of all of our lives. Seven foundations: the power of our words, number one, and conversations toward the direction of love. Number two, make a commitment to a lifetime discovery. Number three, expect love. Number four, create a love mentorship team. Number five, expect the possibility that every level of your love, you'll be challenged. Number six, express love in a personally identifying way. And number seven, always remember, love's going to take you on a lifetime pursuit. In the last few moments here of this No BS Bishop, Alive to Love, I want to remind you that I'm Randy Dean. Be here every Saturday, 5:30 Central Standard Time, here on WPCA Radio. Also on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. I really do appreciate WPCA making this time available to me and giving me the resource and the opportunity to be a No BS Bishop. I want you to know that you can also contact me through WPCA Radio, Amory, Wisconsin, through their website, but you can also contact me directly, randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's all one word, randydeanministries@gmail.com. Or you can look me up on the web, www.randydeanministries.com. Randy Dean Ministries is all one word, all lowercase. www.randydeanministries.com. And if you would I would love to have your financial support toward these goals. I'm writing a book. I'm doing a blog. I'm traveling as much around the nation as I can to spread this message out there, to be here on this radio station, to produce a podcast. So there are a variety of things that I'm doing. I'm reaching out to people that I call spiritual refugees, folks that have been ostracized or alienated from the brick and mortar of church. I want to make sure that one sheep out of the 100 knows that somebody's going to come find them, love them, and listen take them in my arms and love and listen. I'm not there to give them advice unless they specifically ask for a specific advice. I'm there to love them and listen to them right where they are. So those are the things you could support. You can go to the website, randydeanministries.com, or at PayPal, paypal.me/randydeanministries. You can help me out financially. That would be so amazing. Would give me more resource to be active in this pursuit of being alive to love, cutting out all the religious BS that distracts us from the real goal of life, which is to be alive to love. I know that I've given you a mouthful, a half an hour full here today. So if you have any questions, be sure you send them to me at my email. It's randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'd love to entertain your questions. I'd love to have some back and forth with you. Maybe we can set up a broadcast where I can take your phone calls and you can provide me with some kind of questions where I can give you answers that I feel like will give you an opportunity to peruse and unpack some of these things that I've been teaching. All right. Well, my time is coming down. I am a no BS bishop, Randy Dean. I am coming to you from WPCA Radio. You can get that on the internet and listen to us. Some of these broadcasts are archived as well. Also, I want you to know that we're here every week, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 5:30 p.m., Sunday, 9:30. Both of those are Central Standard Time. And this is a lifetime goal of mine, and that is to broadcast far and wide. My wife and I just returned from Cleveland, Ohio this last weekend, where we were with Community of the Holy Spirit, Chris and Vicki Fisher there, pastors just outside Cleveland. Great church, great people. And so I'm feeling the lift of that connection this last few days. Well, my time is winding down. I am Bishop Randy Dean here in the beautiful city of Amory, Wisconsin. I live in Forest, Wisconsin. You make a choice today to be alive to love. I've made that choice. Let's go out there today. Let's make sure this world knows that there are some people who are cutting out all the BS and we are alive to love. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here today on No BS Bishop.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.